Welcome to Daybreak Devotionals. This is Pam Kumpy in East Texas. I worked in a bank during my college days, and I transferred large sums of money each day. It was not unusual for me to handle entries with lots of zeros. One time, I wrote down a customer's account number on the deposit slip, made the entry, and deposited the money into the wrong account. The money increased another man's checking account balance, and before the mistake could be resolved, he withdrew all the money. He deposited it into an account at a bank across town. I suppose he hoped no one would discover the mistake. When the accounting department of the company who should have received the money called the bank, well, my blunder became big news. After researching the entry, we discovered who the mystery thief was, and actions to retrieve the money began. However, my mistake came right before our boss handed out Christmas bonuses. The bank president called an emergency staff meeting in which he told all 18 employees that my mistake had cost them their bonuses. Tears welled up in my eyes as everyone stared at me, whispering my name in vain. My heart pounded louder than my thoughts, and I ran to the bathroom to hide. That was the biggest mistake of my life to that point, all 20 years of it. Now, of course, I've lived long enough now to realize that that would not be the last mistake I'd ever make. But that day, I wanted to pass the blame on to the bookkeeper for not balancing her books sooner. But I knew it was my fault. And yet, I struggled to forgive myself for being human. I just couldn't do it. Have you ever felt like you've messed up so badly there would never be a chance to make it right? Wish you could change the outcome or turn back time so you could fix a problem? Well, life doesn't come with erasers, and our blunders sometimes leave permanent scars. And as much as we might wish otherwise, we must deal with our imperfections and face our problems. Given enough time, though, those black marks on our records will fade and the intensity of the experience will lessen. Eventually, you can laugh at your blunders. Eventually. Speaking of eventually, the thief returned the entire amount of money to the bank. I suppose the threat of jail time influenced his decision. All of the employees received their Christmas bonuses, despite my blunder. So there is a happy ending to this story. Yes, problems, mistakes, errors, and blunders, they happen to everyone. But we can find comfort in knowing that God owns a spiritual eraser, and He has the power to wipe away every mistake if we'll only ask. On occasion, even now, I'll hear someone tell the story of the employee who worked at the bank a long time ago who almost lost $150,000. Thank goodness most people have no idea who made this huge mistake. Most people have no idea I ever worked at a bank. Oh no, I guess they do now. Oh God, give me grace a double portion, please. Hey, that reminds me of the story in Luke 15:8 where it says, "Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the floor, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. As for my loss at the bank, I rejoiced when the money was found. Talk about a party. I could have danced like those we've watched on Dancing with the Stars. I was ecstatic when the money had been found. Just think how Jesus feels when one person turns from sin. An amazing moment when angels rejoice. Yes, time for a party." Have you ever lost something? Keys, sunglasses, your youth? Lost your sense of humor? Feel like you're wandering through life without hope? We can all lose our way, and at times, Well, loss can cause such emptiness. If this is you, prayerfully ask God to help you take the things you've lost and restore your heart with His in a marvelous way. Yes, we can deposit our love and our life by trusting in Him. So remember, I'm not the kind of friend you'll ask to hold your wallet or your money. But I'd love to tell you more about how much Jesus loves you. And that, my friend, won't cost you $150,000, but rather, Jesus' love is given freely each and every day for you. This is Pam Cumpy in East Texas, author of See You in the Funny Papers, A Bit of Good News. For more stories like these, check out my new book, See You in the Funny Papers. This is Pam Cumpy. May God bless you. And no, I won't ask to borrow any money.